So I'm not thinking like that now, but a lot of times God wants you to focus in worship and just press into Him and this, but a lot of times worship isn't just our expression to Him, it's His expression back to us. My wife has this illustration, she saw a picture where as we were praising God, God stands up in heaven with a big smile on His face and He holds out a mirror. And as our praise was hitting Him, He was mirroring back to us what we were praising. We were singing who He thought we are. Like, God, You are good. He's like, You are good. And a lot of times that's what worship is. And God wants to speak to us in worship. It's not just, God, I love You, I love You. But He wants to give us keys. You know, we have friends and people we know who have, in worship, God's given them inventions. Now, if they were so caught up in the do's of worship and the clapping and the dancing, they would think that's a distraction. But there's so much more to worship. You know, remember, worship isn't about just singing a song. It's about a heart that sings. A heart connected. Communion is there and back. It's talking to God and Him talking to us. And so a lot of times He wants to speak to you. So I encourage you in this atmosphere, take advantage of this atmosphere right here in church when we're in worship. If you're a songwriter, have your phone with you, have your notepad, jot down every idea. I'd encourage you all to I have it on my computer and my iPhone. I have a songwriter's pad. It's a good songwriting app. If you have an iPhone or an iPad, and you can just jot it down and then hum your melody. It's got a little recorder in the app too, and you can just archive it. You know, Tim Hughes, when he wrote "Hear Him to Worship," he had written the song in I think three separate songs over a couple years' time, I believe. Don't quote me on this, but because he archived it all, he was able to find, oh, that goes with this, that goes with this. You know, and we've done that with all of our songs too. So I'd encourage you, archive your song.